And this is Simone.
And we oh so official once again.
Yes, this is Clean Ears. Welcome back, y'all.
Woo! So,
yes.
First snippet of 2018.
Hey.
What's good? Ow.
I'm body rolling for this.
Because I'm a body roller now.
That's my default.
This is where I'm at in my life. I'm a body roller.
For real. I'm like, you just accepted Jesus.
Ow. Yes.
It don't love Jesus. It feels so natural. So today we are talking about that awkward, uncomfortable moment when you gotta let a friend go.
Yes. So, yes, this is about letting it go. This is about friendships, possibly relationships. We don't know your life like that. Yeah. But these are ways to do this in a healthy way. We're not telling you when to do it. We're just telling you how to do it.
Absolutely. It's a new year. A lot of people are, you know, new year, new me.
Who this?
Exactly. And reevaluating relationships. And sometimes I think that in reevaluating, you realize that some things you got to shift and some people you got to shoo.
Exactly.
So we're just talking a little bit about how to navigate that in a way that's as peaceful as possible. Because sometimes we have unhealthy relationships and they last way too long.
Mm-hmm.
So no mas.
Well, the number one thing that you should probably do is figure out if you have done all that you can. We're not talking to people who are about that petty life. One comment got against you and you're like, well, I just can't even deal with you. You know, you're out of my life forever, because more often than not, God does not throw people away. God is one who is about reconciliation, about relationship, about community. And so if this is something little, if you haven't even talked about it yet, if you are just out here being real extra, stop that, deal with your stuff, and then get back in there, because that friendship is more often than not worth it, you know? And even if it's somebody who is only in your life for a reason, season, or lifetime, mm-hmm. you're supposed to fulfill that reason, season, or lifetime. Don't just be cutting people out left or right.
Exactly. And I think that if you're not sure if that's what needs to happen with that relationship, you can definitely pray about it or seek wise counsel. Mm-hmm. I sure hope that everybody has somebody that they can go to that they feel like, okay, this person is not just going to be like, girl, I've been there and said, I don't know why I'm talking to a girl like this, or Charmaine, I told you. That's fine. I don't know. I'm just trying to make it fit for everybody.
But
I hope that everybody has that friend who could be like, well, I mean, if this has been your experience,
right.
you know, have you tried this? And give you wise counsel on like how to proceed, or how to be like, all right, you might have to back up out of that.
Exactly. That's what wise counsel is for. Get your God squad together. Figure out what's going on. If it's you, deal with you. If it's them, figure out if there's a way for you to have that conversation. And if it's time to let it go, then next steps. Number two.
Ooh, this is the tough one right here.
Mm-hmm.
End with honesty.
Oh, snap.
So I had a situation once where I had to release someone back into the wild because I was just like, not today around here. And I definitely hit somebody with a new year. One of us
mm-hmm.
is going to be in this space. One of us won't. That's not what I did. I was just like, hey, man,
yeah.
hope everything's all right. Just please go ahead and delete my number. Just want you to go ahead and do that for yourself. And but I did tell the person why. I was like, hey, man, you've just been super unreliable and I can't.
Yeah.
And I think being honest helps, because like for me, I was like, I'm not upset with you. I have no beef with you. I wish you all the best, but you have to understand that unreliability is not something that I am accustomed to, and it's not something that I will tolerate. I'm not accustomed to people saying they're going to do something and not doing it. And I can't keep that, because then I can't trust anything that you're saying. So for those reasons.
I agree. And I know that it's hard. This is definitely the hard part, especially when so many times you want to spare someone's feelings. And we're not saying be ruthless. Truth and love can be part of that conversation. But I really feel like a lot of times when you aren't honest or you try to ghost somebody, or you're like really mean about the expression, it leads people to try to hold on to that relationship longer. They're in their head trying to figure out what happened. Miscommunication is so often the reason, especially even breakups. People are like, was that me? Was it them? What happened? And if you're just sit there and be honest and go, hey, I don't see this going anywhere. I feel like our friendship has run its course, whatever it is, and just go, I don't have any ill feelings, but I just feel like this is over.
Absolutely. And it's important to just make sure that they understand the reasoning, mm-hmm. so that they can understand that you're firm and you're like, hey, I can no longer do this, so that there's not a lot of back and forth afterwards. And especially if it's not so much a friendship, but especially even if it's a relationship, you want to make sure that it's clear, like, this ends on this day. Put the stamp on it.
Put the stamp on it.
Date stamp that thing for this day. Yes. And I think it's important too for you as well to have an opportunity to express yourself, to also hear them, mm-hmm. and to learn and to grow. Sometimes some people don't really know that they got these qualities.
Yeah. And it's important to have this conversation. And you never know. You could be part of somebody's growth by being honest in love. Because mm-hmm. I know so many times we just want to speak in anger.
I'm so sick of you. Such and such and such.
This why. See.
If you clapping. Don't clap. Don't clap in the conversation.
I have such a hard time. I don't even clap. I do this. So that just seems like...
She does.
It's even worse.
But she'll do that for
everything. I'm happy. I'm sad. Oh, man. Really?
Excited, I guess. But yes, you cannot stress it. It's super important to just, you know, just communicate.
Yes.
But with that person, I think our next point is avoid gossip and slander.
Yes. Guys, a lot of times... Your wise counsel is not gossip. Your wise counsel is really, these are the facts. I need to know what is the best decision. Once it's over, it is over. Do not continue to have conversations about that person with other people. Don't talk bad about them. Don't, you know, this is why I couldn't even be friends with her. Let me tell you what happened. Or, you know, oh, dude, always just, you know, snitching. And da-da-da-da. Like, you don't have to... not let them have any other friends. That's between you two that this friendship or this relationship didn't work out. Why are you spreading the word?
Exactly. Because I think the difference in dialogue, if you're looking for a mark with like, hey, am I kind of gossiping or am I like trying mm-hmm. to just figure some things out? If you're talking to your wise counsel, you're like, listen, my experience with this person has been ABC.
Yep.
Okay, you're getting your counsel on. When you slide into gossip, when your statements are like, he or she is always, or why are they so, or I wasn't supposed to tell you this, but don't tell anybody I told you.
Right. It's like, when you, or I saw something, or you're like, now it's second or third person information.
Yes. When you're crossing into a space of talking about that person's character and not necessarily your experience with that person, chances are you're sliding into gossip territory, mm-hmm. because sometimes we don't really know the full scope of what's going on with that person. But what I can say is, I need to end this relationship because, or I'm thinking about ending this relationship because my experience has been blip, blip, blip.
Mm-hmm. And even if you have to explain to someone, hey, why don't you guys hang anymore? We're like, oh, we're not as close. We're not friends right now. But you don't have to explain that to anyone. You don't have to give more information. You don't have to answer a why. Because again, if this is just you two, mm-hmm. you've already explained because you were honest in the closure. So you don't have to tell the world all of this information. It's not for them. And if they what if they grow out of that characteristic and now you're still speaking ill of that person? Not to mention that that is all a sin. Gossip and slander is definitely sin. So deal with that. And don't try to cover it with like, well, you know, we need to pray for them because they're dealing with blah, 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 blah.
It's not for you. You can pray for them privately, but it's not for you to put all of that information out there.
Seriously.
And I think our last point is the most important.
Yes.
Move on. Mm-hmm. These things happen. And when they do, just like, well, that happened. Mm-hmm. And then just move forward. Don't be like, don't call him the next day. And another thing.
I didn't get to say this, but
I know you didn't know who it was because my number popped up on the screen instead of my picture. But it's me. And I had something else to say. No. Get it out in that conversation. If you didn't get it out in that conversation, you just got to write it on a piece of
you
paper.
You missed your window.
Put it to the sky, boo, because it's over. Release it in a balloon. I don't know what you need. Mm-mm. But you got to do something else.
This is why we gave you those steps, because in there, it's talking with God. It's talking with the wise counsel. It is being better in and of yourself so that when you are done with that relationship, you can be done with that relationship. You can be done with that friendship and you can move forward. We're not saying that you don't get to heal or you just have a moment to deal with you, that's all fine. Mm-hmm. But all of that is also steps forward. It's moving in the right direction. It's not staying there. It's not going backwards. You will make new friends. I know sometimes it feels like you won't because maybe you know that person for a long time. You will have others who are close to you. You will be in new relationships. I mean, if you got that one, you can get in another one. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, I love that point. You know, sometimes it does hurt. And it's not like, okay, delete my number, bye. You know, we would love for it to be that way, but sometimes it's hard. I lost a friend some years ago, since reconciled, yeah, God. But I lost a friend a few years ago, and it was like, it almost felt like a breakup. Aww. There were moments that I would replay, and I'd be like, what? Just what? But, you know, I let it go. I listened because I was the person who was receiving the girl back speech. And so you just, the best thing to do is just, whether you are receiving it or giving it, to just move on. Take what they said with a grain of salt. Sometimes it's factual, sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. But either way, there can always be room for reconciliation later on down the line if we don't make a huge, if we don't make it into a big, huge argument.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's wrong with speaking your sides, but definitely don't get into a space of quarreling if it can be helped. And if they say something really offensive, to calm down, exit. Take it to God, or just be like, well, that's how you feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. That's really what we have to say, because it's that simple and that hard. And yeah. Because it's a lot of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. It is being honest, which is always scary. Mm-hmm. It is holding yourself back from trying to make the world against that person. Again, mm-hmm. That's hard, but all of that is maturity. Yeah. All of that is growing. All of that is necessary to get to the next level. You won't have good friendships if you can't figure out how to end them well as well.
Absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, it also makes you a better communicator.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So guys, we hope that you enjoy this little snippet.
Exactly.
On how to break up with your friends or maybe someone else.
Break up nicely.
Yes.
Yes. And so while we're going into 2018, while we're here and we're feeling that we're ready to cut off some people and continue with others, we hope that this is a guide to help you figure out exactly how to do that. If it helped, let us know.
Yes, please.
We'd love that. And until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.